just hitting for Charlie today.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Crow Dawkins.
All right, this is Crow. Crow Dawkins, and he's pinch hitting, he says.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. Today, for our first presentation, Troop 4 of Tampa would like to present to you the Eagle Dance of the Pueblos. The Pueblo Indians believe that the eagle is capable of flying high enough to carry prayers to the Great Spirit. Our next dance pantomimes the flight of the eagles through the sky and a thunderstorm to the place of the Great Spirit. One of the eagles is injured by passing too close to the sun and falls to the earth, where two Pueblo medicine men, actually we have three today. We had one of them that had been in the rain dance, and he did so well that we scratched him from that one. We put him back as a medicine man with the eagles. And he is going to attempt to revive the fallen eagle. Drummers.
Thank you.
wasn't that exciting? Well, we'll have sweet dreams tonight, but I'm sure that they've, in just a minute, the sun will come out. And now here is another young singer who is not new to this audience, Marilyn Rain from Gainesville, accompanied by Gail Weldon, her cousin. Okay. Let's welcome a real old-timer, a real tale-teller, a real cracker, Georgia, Florida cracker, Frog Smith.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. And I don't know whether she's mixed or not, because she said a Georgia cracker and a Florida cracker. I would have been a Florida cracker, but my folks smuggled me back to Georgia just 2 weeks before I was born. She didn't be a Florida cracker, so it's all the same, I guess. Well, Florida is a state of its own. It is unique in one way. You can't starve dead in Florida, hardly, because somebody feeds you these days. But back when I came down here years ago, you couldn't starve dead then either. Because if you didn't eat the varmints, they'd eat you then. That's a long time ago. Now, you may think it's a joke, but I went to a wedding dinner some 50 years ago here in Florida. All we had for dinner was gopher and dumplings. Old sandhill gopher. A sandhill gopher is only a turtle that never learned how to swim. And we've got characters down here that made history of their own. That was Acrefoot Johnson, the man who walked 65 miles a day carrying the mail on his back. Now, who could do that today of the modern men? He walked 65 miles a day from Fort Meade to Fort Ogden, and from Fort Ogden to Fort Myers and back, and again. 65 miles a day with a mail on his shoulder. He got mad and quit the post office because they wouldn't let him carry a passenger on his back. And his son, Acrefoot Johnson's son, Guy Johnson, is known as Rattlesnake Johnson, the greatest rattlesnake catcher in Florida. I won't mention that I've got the reputation of catching frogs. I caught enough frogs in one night to dress out a barrel of frog legs and a nickname of frog. It didn't do any good to kick. I got the name and I'm using it yet. But seeing the snakes just now made me think. I have kicked snakes 4 feet long out of my 8-foot boat. There wasn't room for both of us in there. And a lot of people don't know that a steamboat once docked right here in White Springs. A lot of people don't, but a full-blown steamboat came up the river dock ship in White Springs in 1863, Captain James Tucker. Then we've got other history around here. Now, Fort Myers on a float steamboat. But down in the Everglades, we've only got one left down there. It's just gone out of style. But Captain Sam Piles, of the steamboat Sam Piles, that was the last steamer to run the Suwannee. He built a boat in Lake Panasoffkee. And whenever business got poor in Lake Panasoffkee, he just swung around there and did a stunt like they do in Alaska. He shot the rapids and brought that boat out to the Gulf and back up Suwannee River. That's where it finished at the stage. And we used to dump a whole train of logs in the river down here at High Springs and float them down to the mill. The shepherd would herd those logs downstream just like a sheepdog herding sheep up down there. One got loose, but he'd take out after it, thought it was a menace on the river. A few days ago, I saw a write-up in the paper about a few sturgeon in the Apalachicola River. Well, that's nothing. There were sturgeon in Suwannee. And some people say that there's a few crocodiles as far south as the far north as the Caribbean Sea. But that's all right. We got crocodiles in Suwannee. We did have 20 years ago. I know because I met one night. I tried to catch him for an alligator, and I learned it's the wrong thing. Florida is a state that it was the scene of the greatest race in American history, you might say. And I'm not one of the original oldest pioneers, but I did come down in time to see that race. That was a race between the turpentine men and the lumbermen trying to see who could destroy the pine tree first. Now, you don't have a pine tree that's fit to cut down. You're into lumber. You've got to stand over a house that's been built out of new lumber now with a paintbrush and a termite gun, or else you don't have enough of it there to paint. Back in the old days, we had logs down here, but no sap, and the lumber would last forever. I knew one man who said that he had tried a drawn cypress shingle to see how long it would last, and he tried it twice because he didn't believe the first time. It lasted 500 years each time. That was West Florida, back up there. That's the place. Now, they say Florida has any hills. People from the mountain country don't think Florida has any hills. But back up below Chipman, Florida, in Washington County, there's a hill. It's about 200 feet from the creek to the top of this hill. And when you get on top of the hill, you can almost reach out and touch the top of tall pine like this big one behind you here. The man got drunk, fell off that hill one day, and he fell all the way in the creek, 200 feet below. People don't think that, but it's right there to show for itself. It's just like North Carolina mountains as far as that good cold water's concerned. It even makes better moonshine than you have down here. Of course, I never made any moonshine, but I do have the headlight my brother used running liquor in 1928. And he got more money for running the liquor out in the boat than the fellas that made it did. I put in 10 years hunting in the deep Everglades down there, and I saw panthers down there, and I saw a lot of natural history down there that people never see anymore. Now you take, people used to ride a whole lot and talk about a good dish was possum and tater. You don't get possum and taters any good anymore because these little black moonshine possums you see on the road, they're not what started all that talk. Uncle Remus started that with his big gray possums. Now, they were real old possums, big as a pig. And I boarded at a place in West Florida one time. I won't call it a name because I folks, some of them might be bigger than I am. But I was boarding there and paying a good deal for board. And I ate so many coons there until I got to where I could tell whether a coon come off of the hill or came out of the swamp. But if it came out of the swamp, he'd say it's fishy. If it came off of the hill, he was just good as pork. And Florida's all together. Now, one time a well-known writer wrote a story. She said that a house is not a home. Okay, at the same time, a home is not a house every time. My father-in-law and Perry Bowen of Fort Meade, they came to Florida together through the country back about 1885. They stopped and spent the night with a homesteader that didn't have his house completed. So they spent the night with him because rather than sleep out in the open, now there's plenty of panthers and everything else down there, but he didn't have his house floor. He had a walkway between two beds in each back corner. That night the bed fell down with Tucker and Boy, and they wound up in the hog bed in the night clothes under the house. That wasn't a house either. But people today, they have to have a house air conditioned. You can't stand a draft at all. Back around in 1894, my dad lived out at a place called River Mills. At that time, it's got a different name today, and I won't call it over the mic. But anyway, people, neighbors around there heard what sounded like a house being torn down. Mother was going off to set up the sick people that night, and they couldn't think of what in the world was coming on. But it was when they found out what the commotion was, the hog was sleeping under the house. Dad and his brother was eating more than Mom's frying pan, pouring through the cracks on the hogs. You couldn't put up cracks in the floor like that today. People back in those days could stand a whole lot more than they can now. I see she's up here drawing a watch on us. I better get out of the way because she might tell me off, but I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
We have a very special honor guest here today, a musicologist all the way from Vietnam. Mr. Pham Duy is here, sponsored by the International Student Exchange. He wanted to see a real folk festival. And I'm not really sorry that he's seeing us under the trying conditions of the weather, because he can go back and tell his people that Floridians are hardy folk. They don't let the rain, the weather, stop them. It's an honor and a privilege to present Mr. Pham Duy of Vietnam.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry for my English is too bad. I start to study English 1 week before coming to America. So I hope you understand. It is an honor for me, Vietnamese artist, to come to sing for you on Stephen Foster Memorial. Mr. Foster is very well known in Vietnam. We respect Mr. Foster. So for me, it is my pleasure to sing today. I'm a Vietnamese ancient folk song and new folk song in Vietnam. Here is a full moon fair song. In Vietnam, after the harvest, people organize a fair and people sing love song. Here is a full moon fair song.
Chèo lên quan giấc ngồi gấp ngôi à cây đa rằng tôi ly ôi à cây đa ai xui ôi à tính tang tình rằng cho đôi mình gặp xem hồi cái đêm trăng rằm rằng tôi ly ôi à cây đa bài đâu mày áo kia áo ôi à đâm ta tôi ly ôi miền nam ta ai mây ôi à tính tang tình rằng cho anh chàng mặc xem hồi cái đêm trăng rằm rằng tôi ly ôi à tháng riêng ai đâu mây nhau kiêng ôi à nam ta rằng tôi ly ôi miền nam ta ai mây ôi à tính tang tình rằng cho anh chàng mặc xem hồi cái đêm trăng rằm rằng tôi ly ôi à tháng riêng rằng tôi ly ôi à tháng riêng.
Here is one another fair song. The meaning of the song I will sing for you is like that. I love you, baby. And I offer to you my heart. When I come back, my parents ask for me, where is your heart? I answer to my parents, the wind blows on the bridge and I lose my heart. I love you, baby. I offer to you my dress. When I come back, my parents ask for me, where is your dress? I answer to my parents, the one blues on the bridge, and I lose my dress. It is impossible to lose the dress. The hat is okay, but not the dress.
Yêu nhau, có nhau ở nhà cho nhau. Về nhà rồi rằng cha rồi mẹ ngán. Này à, ngồi à, quá cầu. Này à, ngồi à, quá cầu. Tình 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 gió bay. Tình 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 gió bay. Yêu nhau, cởi nhẫn ở nhà cho nhau. Về nhà rồi rằng cha rồi mẹ ngán. Này à, ngồi à, quá cầu. Ngôi à quá cầu, tình 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 gió bay, tình 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 gió bay. Now a children's song, song for the children. The title is "Don't Pick the Flower When It's Blooming." Hỡi bạn đường xa hãy hòa cho khéo, hoa nào heo heo thời hãy bỏ đi, chớ để làm chi hoa tàn. Tinh 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 tinh. Lũ trẻ vườn hoa hãy hòa trong trắng, hoa còn mới mới đừng hãy bỏ đi, chớ để làm chi hoa tàn. Tinh 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 tinh. Lũ trẻ vườn hoa hãy hòa cho khéo, hoa nào heo heo thời hãy bỏ đi, chớ để làm chi hoa tàn. Tinh 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 tinh. Now I will sing for you a new folk song in Vietnam. The title is "The Rain on the Leaf." The rain on the leaf is the tear of joy of the girl whose boy returned from the war. The rain on the leaf is the bitter tear when the mother hears her song is no more. Giọt mưa trên lá nước mắt mẹ già là cha đầm đìa trên xa con lạnh giá. Giọt mưa trên lá nước mắt mặn mà thiếu nữ mừng vì tan chiến tranh trong quê. Giọt mưa trên lá tiếng khóc hoa hoa đưa bé chào đời cho chúng ta nụ cười. Giọt mưa trên lá tiếng ai bao la tóc trắng đậm đà êm ái dù tình già. The tears of joy of the girl whose boy reached from the war. The rain on the leaf is the bitter tear when the mother hears her song is no more. The rain on the leaf is the cry that is taught from a baby just born as life is begun. The rain on the leaf is a long up and slow, much greater now than when they were young. The rain on the leaf is the passionate voice in a fine and choice when last love is near. Then on the leaf is the voice of Christ when the realize is fine. folks love is here. For then on the leaf is the long distress and the loneliness as life passes by. For then on the leaf is the last caress and the tenderness before love can die.
There's a whole, you have a whole lot of fans waiting for autographs right over there by the fence. And we'll hear him from time to time throughout the weekend. I know that you're missing the beers, but they couldn't be with us. But the good Lord sent us instead two very wonderful people. And you'd think I'd know the names would be in my head, Charlotte Daniels and Pat Webb. Now, critics say of Pat Webb that he's the finest instrumentalist in the folk field and the world's greatest blues guitarist. Incidentally, they have a record put out by Prestige, and I'm sure that you're going to want to buy one of their records because we'll have them here. Charlotte, the Denver Post says, is capable of singing anything from ancient ballads to lowdown blues. I had the pleasure of meeting Charlotte and Pat about 8 years ago as I came through St. Louis, and it is a pleasure to welcome them here on the banks of the Suwannee River to perform for us. Pat Webb and Charlotte Daniels.
Hey, buddy.
Take a minute to get set up here. I'd like to start with a song that comes from a minstrel show. Gus Cannon wrote it. It's called Walk Right In.
Just go down like this? Thank you. That's good enough.